The Gemara says in Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph that the Aris Achron is able to be made for Nedarim that were said during the time of the Aris Rishon. And even if it was nearer the Aris Rishon, even if they were heard by the Aris Rishon. And the Gemara learns from the Pasuk, Ha'asiyah Leish, in the Dera Aleh, Nedarim Shohei Aleh Kvar. And then the Gemara asks Akasha that maybe you could say, Dilma Hani Mili Shal Nir La'aris Rishon. Maybe that's only Nedarim that were said by the Aris Rishon, but he didn't hear about them. Of an Nedarim Shal Nir La'aris Rishon, if there were already nearer to the Aris Rishon, if there's already a Shmiah by the Aris Rishon, maybe the Aris Achin can no longer be Mefer. And the Gemara brings the Exas Akasha that even then he could be Mefer. But in this Hamini, the Gemara, the Hamini is that the Nedarim that were nearer La'aris Rishon, the Aris Achin can't be Mefer. The Ran has two pshatim, two biurim, the Rishonim, what the Hamina would be, that the Aris cannot be mefer, the Aris Achin can't be mefer, the Nedarim that were nearer to the Aris Rishon. The first pshat, the Ran says, is that since it was nearer to the Aris Rishon, therefore the Aris Achin does not have a kach to be mefer, so he's out of the picture, he can't do it. I mean, the Av can be mefer, the Av can be mefer alone, even though normally the Av needs the Aris with him, but over here the Aris is out of the picture because it was nearer to the Aris Rishon, and therefore the Av alone is able to be mefer. Inami zokt around, maybe you could say another pshat in the Gemara, that lefidus havamina, that if it's near the Aris Rishon, the Aris Achin can't be mefer, then who within the Av can't be mefer either, because an Av can't be mefer alone, he can only be mefer with the Aris, and being that the Aris is out of the picture because it was already nearer to the Aris Rishon, mimela, not only could the Aris Achin not be mefer, but the Av can't be mefer either, and therefore would not be bar hafar at all. So in other words, it's a machlokes rishonim. How to understand this? How many in the Gemara that if it's nearer the Aris Rishon, the Aris Achin can't be mefer? Does that mean he can't be mefer, but the Av could do it by himself? Or is the pshat that since the Aris Achin can't do it, the Av can't do it either? He can't even do it by himself. And the shaila is, what's the beer in this machlokes rishonim? What are they arguing about? These two pshatim, whether the Av can be mefer l'chudei or not? And Rabbi Pravatsky says a very sadistic beer. This is in the shirim in the beginning of the parak, Daf Samech Vav, and other achanim say a similar mahalach as well. Alpi a very sadistic hakira and the ikar din that naira murasa via ubaila mafim nedare. Right, so the halacha is that we see throughout this whole parak that if an isha is a naira murasa, if she's nisaris, now the av alone can no longer be mefer, but he can only be mefer b'shutfus with a bow. So what's the pshat in this din? What's the pshat that before erisin the av alone can be mefer, after erisin he can only do it with a bow? Is it the pshat that up until before erisin the isha was b'shutfus via? He had full bialis over, and being that he had full bialis, therefore he could be made for her nedarim. But now that she's nisarsa, so she sort of left his bialis. There's a yitzia from his bialis. He still has a mixus bialis over her. He has a mushal half of a bialis over her, but the other half of the bialis now belongs to the baal. So being that the av is no longer the full bialim, he's sharing that bialis with the baal, so he can't be made for on his own, because only the full bialim can be made for. So being that it's like a shutfist, the av is half of a bialim over his daughter, the baal is in the other half of the bialim, and therefore they could be made for b'shutfist together, but the av alone can't do it because he doesn't have the full bialis. Or you could say the pshat is, really, the av retains full bialis even after she's nisaris. He's still considered the primary bialim. But afal pichin, being that the baal now has a schus, and the Torah gave a schus afarid with the baal, he also has a right to be made for, and the Torah says that the av can't be made for unless the baal is made for with him. But it's not the pshat that she left the reshus of the baal, she's still fully reshus. I'm sorry, it's not the pshat she left the reshus of the av, she's fully reshus of the av, it's just that the baal also has a schus to be made for. So Zokhtav David, he says, if the pshat is that the av has full bialis, even after erisim, there's just a schus that's given to the baal as well. So that's in a regular case, when you have a baal, is able to be made for. But over here, where the baal can't be made for, because it was near la'aris rishon, the aris achin is out of the picture, so then the av is kedekai kai, he has full bialis, and he's able to be made for on his own, without the help of the Aris Achin. But if the pshat is that really when there's Erisin, there's a Yitzir Meshusa Ha'av, she's no longer fully Meshusa Ha'av, now he has to split that bialis together with the Baal, that means he is only half a bialim. If he's only half a bialim, he doesn't have the kach to be made for the Gamri, because he's not the full bialim. The Aris also can't be made for because it was near the Aris Rishon, and Mimele he's stuck. The Aris Achin can't be made for, but the Av also can't be made for because he already had the he already left his bialis, only has half a bialis, and the melee that didn't is he can't be made for it all. So this machlekes rishonim over here, I don't understand how many more would be telling the shaila, what happens when Amar Rasa, does she leave the rishus of the av to a certain degree, and therefore you need the baal, or is it still fully rishus av, and you just have a schus for the baal to be made for, and the melee the av can't be made for without the baal.